Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
It is another wonderful morning God has blessed us with to be in His house once again. We hope and pray that He would continue to bless us this morning, and I hope and pray that what is said this morning would be of His truth and according to His will. I would like to... Well, first, let me ask you a question. Are you thankful this morning? You know, we have Brother Eddie's prayer there. You know, he asked the Lord to, you know, turn around what's going on in the world. There's a lot of stuff going on around us, you know, in our country, in the world, and in each of our lives. There's things that we deal with every day. But we still got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
A lot to be thankful for. I would like to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. He says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks." I've been thinking about this for the last... this verse for the last couple of weeks. It's, you know, there is so much to be thankful for. You know, a job, you know, being able to provide for your family. We may have some difficult managers, maybe some difficult coworkers, but you know, if you're able to work and provide for your family, you know, that's something to be thankful for. And, you know, husbands, thankful for your wives. I don't tell mine enough, but I'm thankful for her. She keeps me in check. Wives, be thankful for your husbands. You know, the list can go on and on. We just, you know, there's... I know for me, I don't think about that enough. You know, what God has blessed me with in my life. Not only, and it's not just the material things. You know, we could spend a lifetime, you know, thanking the Lord for that. The blessings that, you know, we receive, as He says, I believe it's in Psalms. I don't remember the chapter and verse, but right now, but He daily loadeth us with benefits. Mm-hmm. Daily gives us benefits each and every day. In everything, give thanks. And Paul, in his writings, in several places, you know, conveyed this thought to the churches that he was writing to. In Ephesians chapter 5, I'll start in verse 19. He says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And back in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus, in that we give thanks unto Him. You know, and I know I do sometimes, it's very easy to forget and to, you know, complain, to murmur. You know, speaking of going back to the job thing, you know, yes, I've had to swap shifts. You know, this past week I was on day shift, and tonight I go in on night shift. It's, you know, I'd rather be on days. But you know what? I'm still thankful that I got a job. You know, I'm thankful that I'm able to do it as well. And one other place, and I'll get out of Brother Clayton's way if I can find my verse. It's in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. I'll start in verse 15. He says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." By him, by Jesus Christ, in the previous verse, Paul is talking about Jesus gave him, gave himself. By his blood, we are saved. But by him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, it's a lot. You know, there's, like I said, there's just so much that we have to be thankful for. You know, our being able to be here this morning, the church building, all of you, our church family, you know, our pastor, just in the list, like I said, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. We could spend a lifetime giving God thanks and not thank him enough for all that he has done for us. You know, and like I said, it's not just the material things. You know, think about the spiritual things, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the knowledge of knowing that we have a God and that he is in charge, that we can always go to him and talk to him in times of need. You know, that's a blessing as well, and that's something to be thankful for. I said for me, it's been a blessing thinking about that these past 2 weeks, you know, and what all we have to be thankful for. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.